again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of Stephen Jay Gould, born in New York City, 1941, who, when he was 5 years old, was taken to the Museum of Natural History there on Central Park West and saw his first dinosaur skeleton, a 20-foot-high Tyrannosaurus. He went on to study geology, paleontology, wrote his dissertation on an extinct land snail native to the Bahamas. He once said that his research about the snail was of interest to about 8 people in the world, but he said those 8 people really care. In 1974, he started writing a monthly column for Natural History magazine about anything that interested him: baseball, Mickey Mouse, the unreliability of IQ tests, and so forth. His essays collected in books such as The Panda's Thumb and The Flamingo's Smile and many others. And he became one of the most famous scientists in America. He said so many scientists think that once they figure it out, that's all they have to do, and writing it up is just a chore. I never saw it that way. Part of the art of any kind of total scholarship is to say it well. Stephen Jay Gould, who said, "Homo sapiens are a tiny twig on an improbable branch of a contingent limb on a fortunate tree." It's the birthday of the poet who wrote under the initials H.D., Hilda Doolittle, born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 1886. She met Ezra Pound when she was a teenager. They fell in love. She followed him to Europe. And when she showed him some of her poems, he loved them. He sent them to Poetry Magazine, signing them for her H.D., imagist. He invented that word, imagism, to describe her work. H.D., who wrote, "To sing love, love must first shatter us." It's the birthday of Isaac Funk, born in Clifton, Ohio, 1839, who, along with Adam Willis Wagnalls, founded the early publishing house Funk and Wagnalls, which published, among many other things, Funk and Wagnalls' Standard Dictionary of the English Language. It was the first English dictionary that gave the definitions of words, with the most current definition first and the oldest definition last, rather than the other way around, which made dictionaries a little more practical. And it's the birthday of Franz Werfel, born in Prague, 1890. A Jewish boy fascinated by Catholicism, a friend of Franz Kafka's, wrote a novel about the genocide of the Armenians by the Turks, The 40 Days of Musa Daw, which was a bestseller, 1934. But better known for his book about Saint Bernadette, the 14-year-old girl who'd seen visions of the Virgin Mary. He wrote The Song of Bernadette, came out in 1941. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, entitled "To Luck." In the cards and at the bend in the road, we never saw you. In the womb and in the crossfire, in the numbers, whatever you had your hand in, which was everything, we were told never to put our faith in you, to bow to you humbly after all, because in the end there was nothing else we could do but not to believe in you. Still, we might coax you with pebbles kept warm in the hand, or coins, or the relics of vanished animals, observances, rituals, not binding upon you, who make no promises. We might do such things only not to neglect you and risk your disfavor. O you who are never the same, who are secret as the day when it comes, you whom we explain as often as we can without understanding. To Luck, a poem by W.S. Merwin, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.